after those first minute on the Dina, you have to try to do what's important to try to make people happy and try to make that love happy, to reverse on happy. That's the balance to try to strike at these two. Okay, so without further ado, let's begin with Hilchos Bikur Chol. This is again the Hakadosh Rabban begins his Torah thought, and this is Shulchan Aruch Ketur, Siman Shin Lamed Hey. And I brought with me all, just for the first few months, very important compendium called the Nishmat Avraham. Hilchos Chol and Rol number 4. On these particular simanim, Shin Lamed Hey through Shin Lamed Tes. These five simanim, you have to say, it goes to pass. This is number 6. And not only is he having the original statement of Nishmat Avraham and Yerushalayim, which I have over here, this is printed originally Tavshin Met Hey, pretty long time ago. But he has appendix of Nishmat Avraham, Chelek Dalet, Allah Abad, Telkesh Shulchan Aruch. So this came out of Tavshin Nun Beis, much more recently. And here he has also a tremendous amount on these simanim for reasons we'll get to as we go. Okay, so we'll be using these farm Nishmat Avraham until we get out of the colon, which ends Shin Lamed Tes in a second. Okay. The first is the Bikur Chol. Let me explain to you, the Rav and the Shul, you're expected to be a Navi. So now anyone in the Shul is sick, you have to know about it, you have to go visit them in the hospital, you have to go visit them in the house. I don't have to get to you, I have no clue. Never excuse. I know someone never left my Shul, a parent or someone never was very sick with cancer, and I knew nothing about it. Zero. They didn't say anything to me, no one said anything to me. And all of a sudden, the person is in a terminal stage, and there is a sister. And it was a shock to crying against the Rav. How come he didn't do anything, didn't say anything, didn't, wasn't comforting, wasn't pastorally appropriate during the terrible illness, contracted illness of the parent of this particular member of the community. Didn't know that. So I was, Rabbi, it's your job to know about it. So I guess this is not Balaban. So the Rav's supposed to know everything I'm doing at home. Because to know everything happening in the Kehillah, you're supposed to know that too. I guess I wasn't a good rabbi. I was too busy. My farm didn't come on the scuttle bus and overhear things in the back of the shul. And that's the story. Now the whole got down on my shul because when the Mishnah Berakah was completely out of hand. So I went to the most recent American version of Mishnah Berakah, which is we got to make Mishnah Berakah and everyone puts in their own name. Into the, segments while they're before the action. So, two ladies come to rage. Now that it's happened, you don't know who's sick. But before you knew who's sick, guys walk in there with a list of 25 names. How do you know who's sick? The person who's saying anything, you know who's sick. Somebody gave a list of names. This guy's completely out of hand. Here's people to walk in with lists. We wanted to charge $1 a day, but that was found upon immediately. But I thought that was against the Hindu constitution. We can commercialize the service. So that was. So we went to the zoo one. Anyway, so the Rav has no stick, and the tour begins. Before again from the Rabban, the person should pray to Hashem that he should not become sick. So the person becomes sick, they tell him, "How are you supposed to be for this? The kabbalah and the chaver of the right. What would you help me out?" Once you get sick, you want to get better. Samosan and Pavel Mariah. Go bring a skus to become partners. That's how it starts. So we should all down and cut a stone. We should remain healthy. Refaino Hashem and Eropa, we say this. When there's no need, oh, we're sick. And then now it should help me. The person is healthy, just pray to remain healthy. No? And the Hashem of Becho. That means that a cut a stone who is called a Makwa, Asher, Osman of Israel, Loansin Lolev. Asher, Osman of Israel, Loansin Lolev. The biggest refuah is not to get sick in the first place. The biggest refuah. I want to dine on a heart, I want to struggle to remain healthy. So I want to be real young and vibrant. Shem, you're out there. People who are young are also sick. And you'll all get older, Mr. Shem. You can start dining now. It's not too early to be blessed with good health. But if you're sick, they want to be the closest to be possible. Okay. Khalilah becomes sick, says the Surah, according to the Rabban, Mitzvah, Khalad of Lamaka. Chidish Nitzvah, the Nurse. I thought I didn't believe it. The Rabbi, not strong enough for the hospital, they're not going enough to just people who are sick. All the chiddush mitzvah. Mitzvah kol also the vatra. People think that think of the rabbi's job. The rabbi's job, think of all of them. Don't deny a mitzvah kol also the vatra. Don't say about the rabbi. Everyone. That's not a rabbanish job. The rabbi's also a person. Sometimes the rope comes in, he can do better than others. Sometimes he can't do as well as others. We'll see what he seems to be to call them on. But it's mitzvah call every machadashi of people. They call out on the back. So everyone is required for to do big call. It's not a rabbinical prerogative. On the other hand, if the rope himself comes to do big call, perhaps it could, in some cases, be better and more significant and more important than the private citizens come. One of the Indian armies, the rabbis use for better or worse in his community, the Hoshavi Yid. That's the way they put the badge everywhere. And we've got to wear it well. So the rabbis use the Hoshavi Yid. He comes to visit me in the hospital. Ooh, this is something important. That is to give the person an extra little chizuk. And just tell you one brief anecdote. The past Purim, there was a woman, a neighbor of mine, who was in her 90s, and she was hospitalized with a heart condition. And it turned out, after a few Gugulim, there was no one to read the Megillah for a poor night. There was nobody there. So it was supposed to be enough different rabbi community. They should take care of it. I could have taken care of it. Who was taking care of it? So it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever it was, night, I got a call. What's the big deal? I'll go myself to the hospital. I mean, the McGill is going to be for everyone that was getting drunk, and everyone's going to nobody to get drunk for a night. And I wasn't going to get drunk anyway. So let me do a real mitzvah. And instead of whatever, learning myself the McGill, what I was going to do, I went to the hospital to read the McGill for this 90 plus later, the last serious heart condition. I went to read the McGill, and I walked in there myself. She was there with a delegate, and I was the guy. Well, she was so almost flabbergasted. And I read the Megillah, and she said the prophet, it was a very heart-warming and very fascinating experience to see how much she was, and what she was talking about, her daughter and her grandchildren and another rabbonim. No, Rabbi Lui came, so 10:30 at night, so I got there, it was 10:30 at night, into the intensive care, well, the regular room by the time, so I went into my room in the hospital, and he read the Megillah for me, and you see? The Rav, it wasn't so hard for me to go eat the Megillah, and it took a little time, but that's all. So it just means I came a little later to the very Chagigah that I attended. No one missed me. I said, all right. I came a little to the second shift. And it was a kind of tremendous mitzvah, which is a bigger mitzvah for me, because in this lady's eyes, you know, ooh, the Rav is so cautious. So you have to understand, it's caught not to be there, the Rav should stay in Shor Asa. You're the Rav, so you're viewed as an important personage. And if you do make a call, sometimes you're going to disagree with the Megillah. Not that I didn't want anything else to start that. And any bacha can read the Megillah, but if the Rav comes into it himself, it makes the person feel better. And therefore, you should never, the Chacham is a mitzvah for all Jews, or Chalotam, if you yourself do it, it gives someone who's greater chiddush to the Chalotam, and that's a big mitzvah in its own right. And if you think that the need of dignity spends so much time with the Chalotam, continues the tour, she came and seated my Kaddish Baruch Hu, she lived on the Chalotam. And it says, Vayera, Ela, Vashem, Ela, 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 If the Kaddish Baruch Hu comes to the Kachol, so you can go to the Kachol. And you shouldn't limit the Kachol to the Chacham of the town. Everyone, whoever has a shaykh, you see, here's the problem. Some shuls are so big, there are not no shaykh of the people. There's no other people. And they want to know why they didn't come to the Kachol for this individual you never heard of in your life. So, that's maybe somewhat of a sign, not as much. Frankly, the big Kachol that I concentrate on, I would come to more community, a small shul. The people whom I would visit, even if they were sick. First of the personal shackles, to go to Bikachol. That's a very important thing, to go to a stranger Bikachol. That's also a mitzvah. But you know, when it comes to that mitzvah, you go back again to the old rule, which applies even to rabbis, yes. The Imam Bar Kassim, the Imam Bar Kassim, the Mitzvah, the young, the early Bar Kassim says that the Epshal associated with Echerim is you learn as a seven also the mitzvah. One thing is, they told you before, that if it's your personage, there's an impact upon the person who's sick more than another. He has to there, okay? Hard thing to measure in every case. Very hard thing to measure. Okay. Now, what is the purpose of Bikachol? What is that in this purpose? So the story again quotes in the Ramban a number of purposes of Bikachol. One, Yavakech Olav Rachamim, Benim Sekilim Achayos, the Dada. Now you can dive in elsewhere where your consciousness is supposed to dive in. Sure, dive in your house. So apparently the greater, the feeler is more effective in a situation in which you come to visit the host. Why is that so? I give you two reasons why it's so. Number one, ain't a double shmeelery. A person sees someone who's sick, sees, you know, oh, he's how sick he is, how bad he looks. This can lead you to a more sincere feel of his recovery than if you just hear about it by word of mouth. Number two, one could argue, the tefillah is more affected by the chola because it says in the Chazal, Shechina l'mala nirashot u'shochot. The Shechina is found right on the top of the head of the chola, by Ishtanti, you saw the Eshav al-Avita, by Echi, and therefore the person is davening by the bedside, mamish, davening by the Shechina. Remember the story from my brother, who was like a nurse, he had a daughter who was quite ill. And thank God she had a complete recovery, but it was a young child, and he stayed near her bedside, didn't want to leave her alone. And my brother he's like most fanatical, like feel of the people. He doesn't like to miss the doctor with people no matter what. And I was talking about it, I was sort of comforting him, you know, as it's important to have a daughter. He said, I'm sure he must feel bad if he's not down to the people. He said, no, I don't feel bad at all. Why not? The same Shechina that appears would be with 10 people in the shul. What a comment. So the person goes to Bikur Olam and is dominated by the bedside. It's a special Indian of a direct line to the Shechina. That's the first reason to go to Bikur Olam. Beyond the Dhamma, in a more effective manner. Yeah. Look, I'm not here to make a generality. I'll tell you a story that happened in my family. And I think it certainly is a very important story. And how it applies in every case depends upon the particular circumstance. You know, a person can have fun and normally they go to the week of home and still have an amazing. They can dive in a tefillah to the chola in the same chola, and then the hospital, and they can dive in or the private house, and they can dive in shul again with a minion. No contradiction. But this, of course, would be the best way to do it if time and scheduling allow. Okay, that's number one. Number two. The Gabi culture of Ayam Ayam in Yono, in its time, which is done in the Stadal Bola, Steel of the Ota, she is absolutely rapsed upon us. Very, very important. The person sees that he needs something, and he tries to get it to him. And remarkable. Look at the lust of the tour. The Ota, and he arranges, right? She is absolutely rapsed upon us, and they will sweep the floors, and they will mop the floors, and make sure it's clean, no germs, save the patient. What kind of Russian is this? So the Beitzer and Gemara Mesechta and the Dorim are not men. The Gemara that tells about the story of Rabbi Akiva. Of Rabbi Akiva, who had a Talmud who was sick. And Rabbi Akiva came. And the Parsha of Shas in the Gemara, which is talking about the preacher, it says, call out the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Well, this is the book of Hamam of the Bakro. Rabbi Akiva came in. Wow. So what is that expression to hold the shechata? So the priest explains, where did he get it from? So one of them, of course, says, I know, I forgot who it is. I saw a few Svarim. Maybe it's in the start of the Shulchan Aruch, or maybe it's in the Nishmat Avraham. I told you I saw a few, so look up a few Svarim to prepare for the Shia. One of them says, ah, Rabbi Akiva, he himself will be Mechavad of a Rabbi to go to Lador, to Mechavad of that. That's not the Shah. The Shah is that the Rabban puts it to oath, and he arranged that the Kibbutz and the Rebbetz would be done. Who says this? Close it in the preacher. Oh. The Shire Berlin, in his parish on the side of the Shilpas, Shilpas Tachas Tachas Achrei, he در تکاش با آمد جانه کی به زور را در عطب را بخواه تا را بخواه که مخفوان هم کرده یکی دیگه دارم تلایی دور مگر تاره نامه بیر نو زی it was not like it really happened and the kind of the salam to the father what do you say about that salam to the father what do you talk about Thomas after the talent salam to the end doctor then I'll be kvod of father from a shabbat aveda huh shabbat aveda the magic mind the covenant fire of the doctor then I'll be kvod of versus the money of the person who's the, I mean it's not going to happen it's a lie to the lie what's that it's a salam to is it salam to fly to someone who's dying I have ALS I will trust me I'm going to go jump into the water when someone starts drowning If you walk in there, the people are in an hospital. Man, someone's looking after this patient. We call that accountability. Accountability is critical in any hospital. Let me tell you, experience. People go into hospitals, and with all their greatness in the world in which they live, but if no one in the hospital knows who they are, there's no accountability. Frankly, there's one person better than the rabbi to come in to serve them. Who can guess? A doctor. Then the doctors are showing to do big colon. They go with their big, you know, their big, big day cover, big day kahuna, with all their medical things in them. And they ask them, who's in charge here? Who's the nurse? Who's the doctor? Flip up and they start saying, who are you? I'm a friend. And another doctor comes in. But some of my shoe never passed away, but when he was sick last summer, so all the doctors, he was very well. My shoe was, thank God, I mean, many doctors, per capita, we rank high in the doctor schools. And all the doctors, there was part of the Delta of Europe for years, you could hardly spoke broken English. One doctor, and another doctor, and another doctor, and another doctor. Came up and they said, who would have been? If they must be something different. Because there are doctors, who's important? The doctor of Peckham was a doctor. 15 doctors walked in, and it's been of a week. And everyone asked, what's with him? Why is it this? They were very accountable. They were not slip. Just now I have a situation. I'm just a murder to keep it out. Spoke about a Jew. Man from my shul, an elderly Jew, fine, wonderful Jew, was sick, very serious illness. And he was admitted to a hospital where his son is a physician on staff. And I went to visit a few times, and I saw with everything, with the perfect care that was given, the fact that the son came in all the time and spoke to the doctor all the time, and everyone was on top of everybody, and he wouldn't accept what they wanted to do, even though what they were doing was conventional medical wisdom, because they could do a little bit better and try a little bit harder. I'm ashamed of his thoughts about it. So, the rabbis walk into this. It's very important. I say, rabbi, don't leave the hall of an hospital. He says, doctor. His friend is probably a doctor, no? Doctor. If you go in, it's more important. You know, maybe I can down it then. I don't want to go down. Well, we don't know who down it's better. That's no one's revenge on those. But the cops do this other part of office. She is constantly around to the front of them. Then a doctor do even better than their own. They see people walking in. Some of those, no one visits. They say, that's not kosher. What can I say? That's supposed to be the way I'm supposed to take care of every patient. The same vigor, the same, you know, enthusiasm. It's just, we're only human. It's just the way, that's just life. It's real life. Okay, that's the second reason for being kachol. I believe the third reason for being kachol is what we consider to be the simplest reason of all. It's not even found in the parish, in the Torah, and in the Ramban and the Shabbara. What's that? Huh? Yeah, make us feel better. Not only feel better by having the nurses and walk the floor, I mean, psychologically. That's what we call big call. You go in, you schmooze. Some of us, you know, all the, I don't want to say what about Shabbat, half the show. You tell them what's going on in the world, you know, the good things are the perfect gang, and they tell them that that'll make them feel better. You tell them that their ace, you know, who got engaged, and the baby. You tell the guy, he's out of the loop, he's never stuck it out to you, he's blamed him, and he's shown a smile, and you're, whatever. Look, you know what interests him. You know what interests him, it's whatever it's interesting to him, and he's making it feel better psychologically. That's the wrong job, not only the wrong, but the wrong is supposed to be good at that. pastoral psychology, I believe, is given by Dr. Levitt, that gives us here in this season. He's a wonderful, wonderful man, and I hope that you learn from him a lot, and if you can learn very much from other people. Or, I was going to say, take him now, I know he's leaving, that's a big problem we have here. But he's a wonderful man, and I must say that when I was young, we didn't realize the importance of this aspect of Rabbanan. And it's not only Rabbanan. I'm going to be a Rav. I'm going to be a Mechanech. I'm going to be a Rebbe Yeshiva. I'm going to be a Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva. I don't know about pastoral stuff. That's absurd. Absurd. Anyone who deals with people, you have to know how to deal with them, how to talk to them, how to be nice to them, how to understand them. It's very important. I mean, I'm going to be in social work. I'm not going that far. But a little bit of how to handle people, and you should watch others. Watch the local roads. We have a lot of, I know, records of the economy. We have pros, super pros, Yeshuv and Rabbanim. Mamish pros. So you watch them. Slip around them a little bit, look around, see how to handle situations. Mamish pros. So you should watch how they do things and learn from them. Okay, so that's the third aspect of Bikachol. Okay, so there's three different aspects. And for this reason, it's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. Fine. Is Bikachol a mitzvah d'oraisa? So there's a whole discussion here in the post. Is it d'oraisa? Is it not d'oraisa? The more d'oraisa is a particular sukkim. Doesn't sound like it's really a real desert. It's not smack of the alma. So asmachu ha'akroa bo da'asa ha'derek yel hubo. That's a true quote. Ha'derek yel hubo. The Gemara is over the sea and Islamic. Which says this is the mitzvah of Bikachol. Some say, based on this, that he gets Karalichim, a Derech Yelzebub, Shlap the Rasbub for half an hour, you're stuck in traffic next to an hour, and you're cursing, and you're better than Bikachol. We call it the rabbi, was to live down the block in your room. We're not going to slap an hour, that's what. No. A Derech Yelzebub, it's even a scar of Karalichim, according to the first of the safe shot on that base, Yelzebub. Is it really a Dinda Haraita? The quote here, the Rambam holds in the beginning of the Masechta Terekidalis, Halacha Aleph. He said that it's a Dinda Rabbana, but it's the Chlal, Mitzvah Rabbana, Shalom Ha'am, Lerecha Kavot. So we learned in the Shia, this year we learned at the beginning of the Tzavah Sukkah, we learned the Sukkah Shavuot, the Oshku Mitzvah Potom and Mitzvah, spoke about it with Rabbeinu Yonah and Brochus, with Steve that, Rabbeinu Shavuot and Rav, the Shavuot and Rav. That Bikachol was a specific mitzvah to the Rabbana, the Chulakra. But Bikachol was also a team of a mitzvah that writes a clothing of the Akhla Rebbe Kabbalah. There's both. There could be a specific, very narrowly defined mitzvah to the Rabbana for Bikachol. It's also included in the general Dizaraita of the Akhla Rebbe Kabbalah. That's both. Fine. There's whole discussion about when a person should go in. This is a chain. You should be going the first day, going the second day, going the third day. These are things that no longer really apply in the full sense. But it's also important to know when not to do. That's the soul over here. You can do it in this alley, you can do it in the other hour, then hold it in the Shulchan Aruch. So, you don't know when to come. Try your best. No, don't come when he doesn't want to see you. I remember once. There was a close friend of my father's who was unfortunately in a terminal cancer situation. They wanted so much to go see him. And he said, please don't come. Didn't want people to see him that way. Please don't come. I didn't go. I wanted to go. You don't go do because you want to do. If they feel an emotional need to go, this is the whole thing after all. This. He said, don't come. So as a rule, you honor his wish. Don't come. It could be exception. But the rule is a person doesn't want to be seen. You don't come. However, you can certainly talk to them on the telephone. There's a person who fulfills the call on the telephone. You can't go out to the Shulchan Aruch. There's no telephone in those days. But you can find it in the Mishnah Moshe. Here we go. Quote here in the Mishnah Savram. The Mishnah Moshe is Yorodeh Chelgal for the Reish Chav Gimel. So you can do the kind, some part of it through the telephone. Not the whole thing. Obviously, said before, the idea of making them feel better psychologically, that telephone work. To make it feel better physically, to go take care of his needs and if it's not work. And to daven, probably also doesn't work. The two of you only daven 1 to 3. Not bad. 3, 3, 3 is not bad, but still only 1 to 3. But it obviously came. you can't go. It's too far away, or you just can't make it. So it's important to call a person up who's not feeling well. That's important. And the other folks in the family say the same thing. Okay. And even if you're, who are you, who is the great, you still go and visit someone who is, quote unquote, a lesser individual, to the Gemara and Masechta Nedarim, Lama Tet of a day. And then it says, if you spend Gilo, you take away Echad Mishishim B'chol Yom. What that means, I don't know. I don't know what the word means. I'm not sure what that one means, what Gilo means. I'm not sure what Echad Mishishim B'chol Yom means. I don't know. But apparently some Indian takes away something from the photo when you walk in. No, I'm shot, I'm not shot. If you got a shot, well, tomorrow, let me know tomorrow what the shot is. So far, I don't know what the word means. You know what I mean? You got a shot? Come on. I know, that's what I understand. That's what he wants to have some. Maybe look over there, look at the green book. Maybe you have a shot, I don't know. See what he says. I just look it up. If you have a shot, please let me know. And the bottom of the Gila wants to know what the words mean. So he goes to these wedding invitations, he says, I and Dave Gimel. No, that's all he says. I and Dave Gimel, if not Gila. So he says, that's yours. So what does it mean? You're writing me a letter of invitation. Don't you know any particular word? They know what it means. Maybe your father knows what it means. He doesn't have an invitation. I said that on my invitation too. I still don't know what it means. So they said, "Masgilo spent maslo." They had a chef should have. Again, I don't know. I'll tell you, I don't know. The legend is crossed here, which I'm going to skip over for right now. Just mention briefly. In the same Mishmat Aram, about a Kohen going to the Bikur Chol in a hospital. Serious problem of Tumah. But really, it technically doesn't belong here. It really belongs in Ilchus Tumah, which we'll get to some 42 months from now. The rate we're going. It'll take a long time. But I'll have to get to it then. You remind me, make an announcement in the computer, even, that when we get to the Sikhus Yurokohen, we get to Ilchus Tumah's Kohanim, that we should go back here and see what he says about the Kohen visiting an hour. I get the chance to say it. I'm a Kohen, but I go to someone else. Yes or no? That's not kosher. And then Gilo, he quotes over here, Shinola Bishato. I'm not sure what that means. Like you have Mago, the Mago Mazda, the Mazda Bishato, he's born a certain time. You know your wife's birthday, or your child's birthday? She's born at the same time as your birthday. That's the way. Okay. But I think the evidence of Shad is probably the Ibi's guy, she quotes over here. What does that Gila mean? Shabikure Bikura Orevolo. Shabitana also mehem cholio makeup. Now we're talking. We always get them to get the rational shot to convert. And the Gila means some of those companies pleasant. Some grumpy guy he just can't stand walks in, and every second he can't wait till he leaves. So he's not gonna take any one single of the secret. But if it's a pleasant person that he likes, hopefully the rabbi is in that category, he likes to speak to the Rav, and the Rav tells him to raise Torah, he's a very Chizuk, and the Olam is appropriate. So then he takes away his 6 years, so he makes him feel better. That's part of the Rav Yidara HaNigla, and the Me'iri from Shadbam of the Sea is brought over here, Nishmat Avram. Okay, again, Kol HaMos is right in the Meshuggah, we'll be back to the Yom Shriach Lo. Sometimes it's a hassle, it's a pain in the neck for the Kol, it has to be in his best behavior when someone walks, he wants to collapse. He wants to go to sleep. And then Sefer is visiting him. The guy's eyes are closed. The guy's healthy today. But he wants to check out our mouth right under the shuggah. He forgot the second hand. Mashallah, I'm sure you're so when you come to this time in the hospital, and if the 2 minute disease, the wrong time, you turn around and go back. I mean, I slept half an hour. So you slept? So go back. That's all. You have to know when it's not appropriate.
Fine.
The whole discussion in the Ramah should have sown it, goes into the Zikr Cholim. Some say Ramah says yes, some say no, because he thinks it's coming to make fun of him. Ha ha, you're sick, ha ha. Same thing for the Zikr Cholim. They have to use the judgment this time. The Rabbanim, and that's what the Rabbanim done in front. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you look up to this. And the Shaka, Hakol, if you match him on Finna, if you match him to Sonim, and it could be called the Beit Hillel, the son of Shimonov, or Karen, they become all of it. Now, Shalom Ben Yad, once it came to two Rabbanim, was the Greek, there was some Narish guy, terrible. There was some silly thing. And then one of them was, ended up with an Avelis. So I myself brought the other Rav to the hall, it was prearranged. And I brought Rav Asher of these halls, for these from Avelis, and they lived happily ever after. And they tell them that that broke the ice, you know, broke the ice of the estrangement of myself and Dalton together. So if it could be done, a tremendous mitzvah comes out even from a sad situation. Okay. Tell the way how to sit, how to shechina l'malam, how to shechina, should sit by the way the shechina is, should come the first 3 hours of the day, because, again, it all depends, it's all relative to what, how people are being taken care of today's world. I mean, usually wouldn't sit on top of there anyway. But you sit on top of the bed for it. He wants to see you. He wants to stay in the star of the bed. So, but the Chol is not for himself. The Chol Anar Basher Lisham. Rashi comments, I believe, in Tashi Bayero, that the Chol Anar isn't just the Hover, it's the Olus, the Shmol, that the Chol is the bed. Him Chol that, the other people around the Chol should adopt it for the first self, but they'll be good. Oh, you know, make a thing, still make a whole thing. Because I'm in the lab also. He was belayed. Okay. The end of Dom and the first should die. That's a serious challenge. That's a serious challenge. So the Ron says, in the sense of the Dara, my Dom, man, the one of the way there are Bibi says, Kol Shem Bevaka, Kol Ehem Bevaka, Shal Arachim, Lo Shiyichya, Velo Shiyomot. What does that mean? Pumpkin should stir up Bevaka, Shirachim, Lo Kol, Lo Shiyomot. That's not my Kiddush Nip on the Ram. If it's based on the Gemara, in the Dorim, the Dikam is the Never. Never. Hashem, take his life already. He's dying, he's terrible, he's suffering, taking out of the situation. So Hashem, it's Star, Apollo, Apollo, Harbe. The Yashav, Hashem, Yichia. That's the Kira critical thing. We'll get to it later. There are many doctors who will forget about the second part. They just say, oh yeah, he's suffering a lot, they said he should die. But Yashav, Hashem, Yichia. They could have prepared, they could have recovered. That's Rasicha Mamish. The Tzicha Mamish, someone could have recovered, and they said, take him off the tool, take him off the machine, because he's in pain anyway. And he could have potentially had a complete recovery. We'll get to that a little later. How do I know it's true? He quotes the Gemara Mishnah Pesubis, Achuk Dalam and Aleph, the Amsa the Rebbe. When Amsa the Rebbe saw how Rebbe was so sick, he wrote, Shiachufu al Yonama et Atartonis, Kolomba the Lamas Rebbe. Wow. Any quotes over here, incredibly, was showing me. I didn't look it up yet. The Shaman Terek is Tef, Sof Halacha Beis. It says, from Adar Bar Abba, Yal Mechad Bar Bar Beis, Nimat Mis Beis, Mit. What does that mean? Something that knocked him to a doctor, but it's on a level base. He says, Kemesh at Yomot, today she almost came into possible of the fall. Whoa. Have to look up that Rishon was said exactly. But he calls a teferic withdrawal, end of Yuma, Mokhtaran, Hokhtaima, the Kokola, the Muzal, the Spal, she almost handled it in Tartu. Remarkable. So the teferic Yaka was put to the back of the regular Mishnah on that teferic withdrawal, says, Kishem Shubatma, Muzal, the Spal, the Kachat Nafshali, man, Kidimatinagabe Eliyo, the Yoda. Wow. If Cain, Yama Chaver, Musa Levaka Shalom. Looking for the Matia, Pays Allah, and Allah says so. Who's the Bucky Mishan? Another guy has Smicha. I don't understand. What does it say, Pays Allah, and Mishan? What does it say, Pays Allah, and the soul? Here it is. Pintas, no? What's the end of Pays Allah, and Allah, and the Matia? Look it up. It's Chora, it's the Bucky. Okay. So look at the way I should want to do it at that. Caught getting a bottle of beverage. That's old fashioned.
$1 an ounce
or so. And he calls in for a bunch of Feinstein, who's then still Shalita, Tafshin and Hay, but says that sometimes the mitzvah to daven that a person should die. The mitzvah to daven. He calls to come up. Comes and sits on the answer and says no.
All right.
So, that's it. Famous Gemara, I didn't know some of the TSA ballots. After he was young and lost his prime time and didn't know what to talk to. So they asked her out when he died. Can you imagine that? Yom, the head of the Gadol Hadar. Can you imagine how many times Tefillah we said for the Gadol when they were sick, they should live. And they were saying Tefillah for the Gadol, they should die. Because the Yom was just touched, he was just devastated. And they thought they couldn't, they tried to talk him out of it, and this, and it failed. Can you imagine that? Tefillah says no. Because the Rabbanon, they knew Rebbe's master, they didn't pray that he died. Only answer the Rebbe. Answer the Rebbe. Pasuk, answer the Rebbe against all the Tamir Rebbe. I don't know. What about the Mumbo of the Tia? What about the Man of the Dharma? Pasuk is against the Tilly. That's the Pasuk. Of course, the question becomes, if you can daven if somebody dies, that does that mean that you can cease to desist from activities to keep him alive? A little bit of time to the doctor, you know? You daven and he dies, you don't need Pasuk account to let keep away alive another minute. You know, it's a little bit of a time for disaster. We'll get to that later. Shin Lama Tet, see how to deal with the situation. Yeah. That's what this Yushalmi, I don't understand what it means. The Ron, I believe, is the Yashri, if I'm not mistaken. This Yushalmi, is this Yad Yushalmi too? No. Perik Yitet, Yitet, Dolph Halapa Bay. Shak. Perik Yitet. I mean, he calls over here. I know what they're going to add. This sounds very strange to me. Still not politically correct. Someone is some kind of, presumably some defect that makes them to a doctor be credibly done. I don't know. Yeah, you can argue if Yochanan, you can argue if Yochanan. I don't know. Again, we're not here to argue anything, but just what could draw a possible distinction between Yochanan, who was completely devastated. And this is a visual, I guess maybe so. Maybe they do, but at least in those days, maybe today they do as well. Of course, the Suadaka is going to live his life in misery. And he's a baby who was just born, so they got the impression he was just born. And they saw in a way something was majorly wrong with his genital organs, if I understand correctly. So they prayed that he died. Was there? Oh. Okay. This is Rav Ada Bar Ava, it's Yala Lechat Bar Bey. Mimat Mis Bey Mis. Rav Ovin Ova Nasa Ptua Daka Vinit Ana Ola Vomei. So that's what I have here in the quotation. If you have other Muslims, if you're a Shalmi comes from a Tarshim, then you can, no, I don't even answer me then. I'll just look it up and see what it says. But it's tremendous, it's amazing itself. You know, we always operate through, well, it's operating and doing and intervening. Who said? Some of their cases, maybe you shouldn't be doing so much intervention. You have to watch out for Dr. Death, you have to be careful that they shouldn't fall on the slippery slope too quickly. But that's what our love is all about. We'll try to go into some of the guidelines today, tomorrow, about what's to be done in such circumstances. Very complicated. Okay. When a person dies to someone who's sick, so it says, Yichvel also the soul Shah Holy Israel. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sif Vav, comes from the Tur comes from the Ramban, comes from the Gemara Shabbat. Shabbat Hashid Bey. That's the famous expression. Shabbat, people, this is a Gurukul Karova Lobo. And have you heard this? Says, I'm off in Iraq, I'm a left of Al-Kole Amma Yisrael. Or have you also said, I'm off in Iraq, left of Al-Kole Amma Yisrael. That's what we say, no? So we talk about Sol Shar. Oh, what's Shar? We're getting more grammatically correct, so holy is wrong. Whatever it may be, that's the video that Omer Shabbat is out, that's how it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Alright. Oh, I forgot before. He's quoting from Shmuel Adam and others, can a man do the Kachon by a woman as I first? That's fine. Aruch HaShulchan says, Levaka ish le'isha v'isha le'ish, as long as no yichud, okay? So the Molly, my uncle did that. That's a cat. You shouldn't do it. The Shlomo Zalman says no. Because all of his mother. Lola Harba Sticha.
Oh.
Harba Sticha Maisha. I don't know. I guess maybe in those days it was so strong. And they never spoke to women otherwise, so they shouldn't come up with something so simple as the Badicha Mavela Sikhola. But today, whatever, for better or worse, people are Harba Sticha, but Allah Bin Zachim. So when a woman is sick, a rabbi can't say, I was taught by my rabbi at rabbinical seminary not to visit the members of my congregation who are female, even if they are very, very. I never had a mitzvah, interesting mitzvah, nothing to do with this. It never had a shalom. I was a woman in my shul, wonderful woman, with terminal cancer, terrible, in a hospice. The Jewish hospice is now starting, it did start, it will start, where we hold it. Started? Brooklyn somewhere?
Yeah.
But so at least a few years ago, there was nothing.
Yeah.
Just started now? A few years ago, never. The only hospice of any was any good was a Catholic hospice. Daniel Einstein. Anyone know about Einstein community? Catholic. So I went to visit her three times. Never. So once I went to every time, when I visited her, she was always had a little tichel on. So once I came, right towards the very end, she was there, and I walked in, and she had no tichel, no hair, nothing. So I walked in and asked her, please put a kerchief on her head. So they asked me, one of the sons came to me outside, but Nebuch, that's such a mantis. Why should she have to cover her head? There's never no hair on her head. Nebuch. So I said, I'll be the truth. They got the beaker, it's faded. And to cover your hair, to cover your head is attached to the dindaraita. That's a roshi issue, nothing to do with the hair. It's nothing to do with Aryan. So I'm just reminding myself, it's just a woman should always be given a dignity, even if a word for you required of Yalapa. She always, for a woman, always cover the hair with nice door and in a good health. So for her dignity, you have to also put at least with the rabbi walks in. I thought even all the other times, that's the way to get comfort. I'm not coming here as a bishop. When I walk in, it'll be more dignified for her to appear that way before.
I'll
be. We'll have to discuss that. The main rule of thumb, someone won't be here for that year, is if you can save the person's life, you don't belong in a hospital. You cannot save the person's life, but they're a hotel. That's when a hospital makes you more comfortable. That's a general rule of thumb. Okay. Interesting thing. What do you tell the Zechola? Fascinating. Not very politically correct here. The tourist in Zion. Umaskirin, also, Shiite Dato al Yono. The Sephiroth Mokhom. Or they say, listen, maybe you owe money to, Shiite Dato al Yono, Zion Machadim, they say, Yosef and Amovit. So that's the tour in Simon Shin Labrahis in Zion. The source is Mesechus Mokhom, and I believe it's found in the Ramban and Torah to other as well. It's chesed that you don't visit the kol and the ayin and make shem kisufa. Again, it's a general rule. If it's someone who is embarrassed by it, so you don't go. And talking about, just 1 second. Kol is a takas le alma, the kosher le diburo. Yeah, okay, people can't talk. What do you do? He says, and the rock and also the phone because he's going to feel so bad he can't talk. He's out all the time. You walk into his pay, he can't talk. But the matter of that, I think we should go in. And all the time people don't know what they call these ventilators. On the ventilators, they cannot talk. I believe, again, I don't want to go against the Shulchan Aruch, but I believe And in some cases today, because of the dibur, not because he's so sick, he's about to die, and he can see you and he can't talk to you, he's going to be so heartbroken. But no, he's going to recover with the shepherd right now. He can't talk with the ventilator, in his mouth. I do not believe in that category. But I'll check in the Russian of the Ramban if you have any views. Yes.
How
would you say?
Well,
we'll go over
the
question of
the
guy that's allergies to the Polish do say, but you know, a person is sick and if the worker is going to work, he's going to work and he'll have to call. That's what I would suggest. Going to work. Well, he has a migraine headache. You know? And it's a bit of, yeah, you know, child, just take a fast feel good. You know, make a healthy person feel good is also good. But you wouldn't categorize this as being a cold. This is a case of the talk of Le'alma. What is talk of Le'alma is an expression which means the, how do you translate it literally? Talk of Le'alma. The world is, talk of itself. Grim, I don't know how to say it in this kind of case. It is. It's not like he's dying. So then you shouldn't visit him. And then it says, the Kashle Dibura. But it seems to me, if he's hopefully going to get better, even though he can't talk, you should. The Seraphon page Yud Zayin in the Chevelle edition, and the new tour, they say that they established this, all the quotes in the Chevelle edition. So, again, if you want to come tomorrow in the Svara, you bring a Ramban, a Parasata, you bring a tour, you bring a Shavano. This is what they say. We're going to try to say it as much as we can. We'll look at tomorrow when it's appropriate. Okay. Not a very commonly done din. We're back in Choli Goyim and Zedak and Shalom. The Mishnah. Right? So in Gittin, that's not a Chalom, right? Okay. This is the end of Simen Shin Lamed. Hey. Shin Lamed. Oh, the Rambo has something, which is not found in the earliest sources. The Rambo has, quote, Yeshav Shemish Yesh Lecholu 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 Lecholu. That's the Gemara Baba Basra, Kuf Tezayin. The Chenach was a very called the Beis HaKnesses. The dog of a minute to go to the technical we call a Mishabera. It's a Mishabera. Some say Mishabera, the Shach says, that you need to Shabbat and Yosef. Wow. And some say, you should do it on Shabbat and Yosef. That's interesting. turn around. Okay. Then it says, and some say a minute, Likol Hashem Chodesh, Kishini Hashem, Korea Zar Dino. That's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Kishini Hashem. That's Ter Zion of the Day. That's what it says. Quotes over here, some of the quotes on the side, and you look at the, I think it's Rabbeinu Yerucham, we have the whole Seder of Kishini Hashem. How do you do it? Printed a certain Sidurim. You don't know which Sidur has it? Rav should know these things. Where is it found? Maybe Memphis is right. I believe Oscar does not have it. I'm not mistaken. It's not a commonly done practice. It's not recommended all the time. But it is a something which is done. And there is a certain Seder, which I still quote it. Where did I see it quoted? Nowadays they don't change a name, we add a name. The old days they actually change the name. It's called Avraham, I change it to Yitzchak. Complete change of the name. Oh, maybe I have a comment here. Yeah. Say, now I never heard someone change a name. It's not a death. Have you? They added it. Chayim, Rafael, Alter, things of the sense of Chaya for a woman. That's what it says. I want to point out before we go into that, that the idea of Yelech Eshel Chacham is a very important Ramban. The Ramban is in Parsha Yisro, called by the Mishmas Avram. Very important. There, Yisro approaches Moshe Rabbeinu and says, you know, noble people, your schedule is crazy. Moshe was the first rabbi, Rabbeinu Moshe. So you have a crazy schedule, you can't survive this way. What do you do all day? They must give him a schedule. He passes in a Torah. Right? And, Kiyama alayah on, literally, shall appear. What does it mean, Spencer Ramban? What does that mean? The Baal al-Kolein. As they did it with the Nevi'im later on. Now the son of the Yisrael, in Malachim, went to the Nevi'im, etc. And then what else does it say? I believe that the Mepharshim point out that Yisro's aid to Moshe Rabbeinu was only to get rid of one of his jobs. Didn't stop being a Rebbe. And he didn't stop being the person who they can't pull their, what is called today, a Rebbe. They can't pull their Torah. So the Chaloyim, they can't pull the Moshe Rabbeinu. The only job that he got rid of, he delegated, was to be a judge. That's not all the disciples. They said about all judicial systems, take that load off his head. But the first two aspects, namely, take care of their personal needs and teaching them Torah, Mr. Rabbi cannot delegate. So I don't care if you have a sister rabbi, doesn't matter. You can delegate a little bit, but you have to be the one to take care of their personal Torah, teach them Torah. You can delegate. I see your spell's got them. Fine. Now, talk about davening. Davening. The question of how, when are you permitted to daven? When are you permitted to daven? Some postures are what are called a tefillah shos. Someone has already entered into the final stages of terminal cancer, and the doctor says a few hours later, say, I refer to Shalom, you just have a refuah shalema. There are postures that say that it's mamish and illit the tefillah shos. The derech of heaven cannot happen. You're not permitted to pray for miracles. Some folks can say, that's the space of miracles. Others have a different approach, but that's why I thought that was the passion. You're not committed to pay for miracles. And the person is never so far advanced in the terminal cancer that it's a matter of hours. You can dominate the drug throw, so he should die in peace. But if you don't want to take a chance to release, he should be in peace. He should not have any pain. He should live as long as he lives, or have a temporary recovery, a complete recovery when it's medically impossible. Hey, get down. You want to die? There should be a new cure. A miracle cure should emerge. I know. They have for the laboratory mice. So maybe they should die because of the struggle. They should be able to develop it for humans within the next month. They should save my relatives because they're only have a month to live. Okay. Want to die for a new cure in the medical community? That's perhaps not a skill of show. The dominant, given today's medicine, at this place should recover. When the doctor all say, hey, but it's impossible, that's a hard skill of show. That's a passion. I'm sorry. Depends what the diagnosis is. They can say, if they get some chemotherapy, could work. Right? Look, try to extend his life. That's not considered a skill of show. It comes to the conversation, a terminal point, we'll get to this a little later on. It's too late. Blood pressure is sinking, and all the spread all over the body, it's in the head, it's in the one of the spots. That ever happens, I have God give him a complete recovery. That's the name. Well, may not doubt. Okay. Interesting thing over here, quoted the Shiurei Bracha on the bottom, that we daven for a distinguished individual, no title to use. There's no title, it's down to your own father. You don't say, Avi Lori, Zion, Ben Shimon. No, you don't come to Ein Gavus of Mea Kodesh Bracha. You may say, Avi, not Avi Lori. Lori is not all. Oh, however, that's the obvious sign of basic respect that you may say, but the title, you know, as a name of Moreno or Abeno, you know, what can I say? And so without any disrespect, but that's, you know, ordinarily, if they may call for an Aliyah, but you told the Mishabera, you're supposed to say the name. That's what, yes. The father's name? Yeah, you're permitted to say a father's name. Even though normally you're not supposed to say father's name. But you're supposed to rebut each other. You're allowed to say, Avi, Chaim, and Shimon. Leave out the word Lori. Imi, Chanava, or Shimon, I got the wrong. Chaim, Ben, Sarah. Or Imi, Rivka, Ben, Rachel. That's use the mother's name. It comes to crunch time, you know. The Mishpachos of the Reitaros, so they always use the father's name, always the father's name, always the father's name. when it comes to the crunch, so many things. You know, it's good to have the Chabad Amma Sefer, we have the mother thing. No, or Rav. Yes. Ain Davos of Nea Malcolm, that's what's called in the Shira Brothers. Davos of the first brother, Shira Rahman is this person, this great person, this super person, stupendous person. Talking about his brother. It's not an alien in the shul. It's not a honorific matter. The Rabbi ends the Timid that Nicham Avel and the Torah the Vita Cholam. But let's look at it here. So in the same term, there's a man, let's say, the Tachash Shtikl Torah, the Gemara has in the best Sukkah, but the anti-Yerushalayim, that they would go from place to place to place with holding on to the love. It says there, Bika, the Vaka, call it the Levan Bidam, or the Nacham Avil, and the Levan Bidam. The Rabbi quotes it that way. Two years, but the Rabbi quotes. The Spirit of the Rabbi Rebbe Dada, where he says that Nich quotes the same as Rabbi, that Nich Avil, call it the Kholi. Explain why, says the Rabbi, turns out of the problem. Because Nich Avil is covered at Haim and covered at Mason. And Bika Chol is only covered at Haim. The Hakim, when it came to the Lula, was Bakert. It's his first Bika Chol, Nich Avil. But the Rebbe is Gaval, the Gavshah. But the Rambam holds this type of Avelis. Rambam holds Ein Avelis Nevoit. No Avelis Cholamoid. She's the Rambam. No Avelis Tukir Tos Uksubis. No Avelis Cholamoid. What kind of thing? What kind of Nichol Avelis? How can you say no Avelis Cholamoid? Rambam is also Nichol Avelis Cholamoid. The Terrence is no Avelis Cholamoid. The person is not considered to be in the category of being an Avelis. Still, Nebuch the relative died. Nebuch the relative happened to die in the middle of Sukkot. You can ignore the whole situation for the rest of the Torah. That's not nice. So the next one to say was that Nicham Avel is normally covered in Chaim and covered in Amazim. That's only when it's in the Avel. But Yom Tov, when there's no sin of Avel, Nicham Avel is only covered in Amazim. Comes in all year long, Nicham Avel is first. Why? Because the Rambam explains it's both. Chaim and Amazim is supposed to be covered on the Chaim. When it comes to Yom Tov, Sukkot, Nicham Avel is only covered on Mason. The big call is covered on Chaim, covered on Chaim, for sure. Give a look at the Echus, and there's a man around them. Very interesting. Stickle time. Okay, so we finish one sin, it's Shin Lamed Hei. Any questions? Shin Lamed Vav. Shin Lamed Vav is entitled, well, I guess it's still called, it was a Stick of Cholis, but in the chapter of the Shabbat, it's called Dinei Harofe. Dinei Harofe. The fact that he's given the sheet to pre-med, not the rabbonim. So first of all, maybe somebody want pre-med. And second of all, yeah, man, relatives don't want pre-med, or you know doctors or friends, so it's important to know dinero. It's very, very important. It all starts again with the Ramban, who was also a doctor, by the way. The Ramban was a doctor. You know, the Ramban, was also a doctor. Let me tell you what we're not doing. The Rabban and Torah Sam has a lengthy discussion of here about Takana as far as Chil Shabbat is concerned. Although it belongs here, it's very important, it's tremendously important to say to here, Torah Sam, I'm skipping. What can I do? I can't, we can't learn everything. I guess the most important, I make one reference, at least all these 20 pages I'm skipping, is that the Rabban is quite clear here that a Cholish Eibot Takana, maybe the Chal Shabbat Sam, Peshinoi. Even in a study which would otherwise be as a oraita. That's a machlokes, it's workshop in the Mechaber. The Mechaber is learned differently. If you look at the original sources, the Alter Rebbe points out, the Alter Nezer, the Egwe Tal, that's what the Ramban holds, that's Pashas what the halacha should be. And the Shmir Shabbat was two opinions. Mr. Brook was the other opinion. That's not true. If you can't have it, you cannot do something which would be the oraita in the machine. Look at the source of the Ramban here, you'll find it. It makes. Okay, so it's skipping all the way to the page of Mem Aleph. In Torah's Adam is skipping 20 pages because that's what really ends the chapter. I'm skipping. And that's not our topic for right now. The Torah meant the beginning. So I'm going to say it, I'm going to skip me those, I wrote from the Chorus which he meant, Shabbat and Kippur. So the next page, Mem Aleph in Torah's Adam, which is Shimon Shinlam and Vav, and the Torah and the Mechaber, Dei Rav, it's not Perek and Hovel, Vav and Kama, that's the Hamid Beis, the Rapha, the Rapha, the Kanshi, the Rishut, the Rofa, the Rapha. So, it sounds like curing someone is simply a reshut. Rambam. If you stop here, one could argue it's the Rambam Shitasa. The famous Rambam in Parshas Bruchu Kos, I believe, where the Rambam says that, yes, Bruchu Kos, this is Parsh, you always get it in. So the Heinrich Gesendra says, so the Rambam is in Terek Chavah Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Rambam says like this, person should have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the big tzaddikim, they are doctors, they put their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you can all get shot. Nidnerishut, that it's permissible for a doctor to heal. And the Chiddush is that even though, ideally, and Ramban, because of the Ramban, the Yosef Yisrael, Shleimer, Veim, Rambam, Lai, Yisnag, and Yonah, Vetev, Aklal, Lava, Gufa, Lava, Lartam, Lava, Chlova, Lava, Yopamem, Yivarach, Hashem, Lacham, Mameima, Vyosef, Lacham, Vikir, Vyosef, Lacham, Yisdak, Lai, Rofe, Lava, Shnai, Vidarach, 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 Rafu, Aklal, Tzad, Adi, Hashem, Bapecha, Chen, Hayu, Atzadik, and Osef, Vizlan, Arabua. They didn't have to rope, they went to the Nevi'im. That's Rafa Yerapa, and he can't just do the Rishut, the role for the Rafa. Lama should do the Rishut, the Chola, the His Rafa. How do you like that? But, the Chola comes to be Miss Rafa. The Hula Hoya Mehatas Hashem Shechilka Bechayim, A the role for Lesser Asa Berfua. Ash is only though, Tzadikin, the Zman and Agur, Shechay Sol Yishlema, the Yalim, the Tzang Akhra, the Chola, the Teva. That's what Rafa Valdenberg said. That nowadays we have, it's a field to seek out medical attention. It's going here from the Little Yemen, that now is the Ramban of Kumbash only for the Sadiq of Gomorrah, his master is Jamal Manatana. Nowadays, when the see it, no one's not in Adrega. So we should ask, we should doctor it, we'll be healed by doctors. We have a Vajas quote over here, in Yechabadan. The requirement. That's what he said. Anyone agree that nowadays a person has the right to refuse medical care? So apparently there are some, yeah? I've been able to suggest the person has the right to refuse medical care. So because Rabbi Vajas comes out very strongly, it's not true. In the Chabad, that's not true. You can't go against the Rishonim. And although there are those who disagree, Chabad Abinazin, Rabbi Abinazin, Rabbi Abinazin, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, the Ravadja, the Chilat Kol Taros of the Ram Tzvuim, that we've done from the Rishonim, Shabbat Mokom Sakona, also the Kola, the Hachrat, the Rambam in the Moshavit, and Rambam in Torah, the Rambam in Yumar, Ben Yonah, and the Rambam, close to many Rishonim all the same way. And therefore, he goes to the Chazanish in a letter, the person should not go to a doctor. The person should go to a doctor. Is there any source to this? Who said the question of that? That a doctor should heal a patient during the source. What's that? Only a Rishut. The first one explained that it had a nonsense for the Rishut of the Rambam, your Rambam would have been prohibited to get involved in a for one of two reasons. Theological. God is mighty than washed on the healing there. And practical. And they make a mistake. They make matters worse. Every doctor knows about malpractice suits, and you may get the wrong medicine or hand slip. So watch they get involved. We'll see it in a minute. That's those are the reasons you come to the Torah, you have a reshut. But once the reshut, there becomes a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? Who knows? What is a mitzvah to heal somebody? Who knows? Who? Correct. Vashevo solo. You should return to the lost soul. You should return him to himself. This was that. This is the same, all right? The passion. The passion. I'll just quote a different post. The Nishmarat and Ma'od and Ashel Tekin. Post the passion for Akana. Is it really true? Is it Gemara Masechta Yuma? Excuse me, Gemara Masechta Brocha. A lot of days of the days, a chotzer echaz, and he didn't respond to the star. He says, what is this? Be a Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Ushmanash Kamal? Different part of the sentence, wrong phrase, Alice. So that's a tell of the Masha. I said, but like Shikhat HaTorah. Shikhat HaTorah. But the Rambam says, Hishama Lacha, Ushma Nafshecha Ma'od. Rambam says, that this was there. The article of Mitzvah, she has shown us with Hakanah to Fashis. Hishama Lacha, Ushma Nafshecha Ma'od. Why is that? Any man is the Mitzvah. That's talking about that Shikhat HaTorah. Maybe the different puzzle. Maybe he doesn't understand. So this is called Muda says, Shibasullah Shamanu. I'm the guy, the hangman, the Mahatma, the Mahatma, the Mahatma. But the Rambam, why did he call this puzzle? Oh, the Hasidic and the Kobe, the Mahatma, they sound him up for it. Shuwa Sabam is up. And the Kalel Atma over Balaam, because of the Shamar of the Kuwait. The Pani and the Kabbalah, Shmir, the Dukh is included in this Pasuk and Kuala Rambam Rechus Sanhedrin. And the Rambam, the Mechaber says in the Chosh Mishpah, that's a mitzvah to remove anything which is dangerous, is a Tevi Shama, the Chosh Mon Ashava. Okay, so therefore this, it becomes an additional mitzvah Tzad Vashay Vol Solo, which is a simple shot in the mitzvah of practicing medicine. Fine. Then come on, Sanhedrin, I'm giving them an olive. That's why I say both of those found. Fine. This is the Pauli introduction to the Nishmas Avraham, the Simon Shinlam of Vav. The Ramban says something very important, which is critical for our discussion. Dirish, Shemi Yoma Rolfi, Mali Vitara there, Shema Etem, and it stays the Horik, the Pashas Bishoge. Wonderful. The Diva Gnostra Torah Rishus the Rabbah. Even though you know you do 1,000 procedures, you make a mistake once. But as long as it's a net gain, you'll heal more than you will harm, then this halacha applies. However, a doctor should try to consult. Quote of Shulchan Aruch. So he's asking the Refuah Elam Kain of Boki, Veloye Shom Godo Vimenu. Shem Lokan Away the Shofei Domin. Imagine that? If you didn't consult with someone who is greater than you, it's considered to be in the category of Shofei Domin. Simon Shinlan above, Sif out. By contrast, if a person is not going to vow to pick up nefesh, when they ask somebody, I read the Shofar Gnoris, I feel the answer immediately, she or a family, someone else, Shalom and I call others to offer the Shofar. So you go, wow, you have to be very careful. Very careful. The they start to point out that the Tzuan Rabban slip on this. Who's the Shofar Zomer? The answer is probably both. The one who performs medicine when he shouldn't be and doesn't perform when he should be. They tell you in the bottom of page, Kuf Ayin Gimel, in this edition, it's very careful with your doctor. Not easy. So the discussion, I think, in the Nishmat Avraham of somebody who said, I'm not learning medicine. Because I don't want to learn medicine, I'm going to be caught in this terrible quandary. I shouldn't. So there, I think he said, not learning medicine when you could is also a Shofar Zomer. I don't know about that. A lot of people look at the Amcast do quite well. So I don't know. We don't go that far. There are other doctors in town. But the person should know that if he has the ability to save someone's life, he has to do it. If he should spoke to sell someone else, and doesn't, he's also considered the category of Shofism. Who's the mother of all these things? The Ramban. Will the Ramban get it from? I think it's original. Have a common sense? Okay. Kasha Lee, but the Tanya is Tosefta in Baba Kama, Tetra Lama Gimel. Rope, Uma, Sharita, Rishut, Beth, Zizik, I raised a goal there. I'm on the show against Padova. Wait a minute. Wait a second until now. Because that's what I've been about for. Shema Esther didn't say the organs of Russian Pishoge. It tells you to give it to Rishos. That implies that if you did have made a mistake, you're not guilty. But the Tosef says you are guilty. So it says I'm not the problem there. A rope make it a Kedaya. Get it? Rope is like a Kedaya, like a judge. With two beloved. The Paul below Hoda and a love Onish Klaus and Arminon and Sanhedrin. Shabby Omadai Mali, this is Bitsara there. That's exactly the expression of Rabban. Rabban listed an expression of the Mosheh Rabbi Dayona. Mali, the Bitsara there. Tamalola, the Imchem, Bitvara Mishpot. Talks of Dimri Ayomim. By Yehosh Shopot. Ain the Dain of Amash, Ain of Rose. So they have to say every day he goes to sleep at night. Rebbeinu Shlomo, I did 25 procedures today. Maybe one of them was wrong, I made a mistake, and I got to clap on chest, and I made a mistake, and it's terrible. He doesn't know I made any mistake. He thinks he did everything right. Even if Klapa Shemaya guy did something wrong, it's not a mistake. Hey, the dying of the Nashi Nero, say that by a regular diet. By a judge, you're going to Rabbanus, you may be called upon to serve as a diet. You're passing a Zitzara, you may make a mistake, but you don't know you make a mistake. If the clap on head at night, the mouth made a mistake, no! Ayla, Dino, and Ashley, and Rose. You called it like a seer, and then you did it, you tried to do the best job you could, and that's all. I hope you came to the Ramban. If Tom, and know that the best is Shatom, the Shalom, and Beto, I'll drop on my Azul, but if we're going to push for Simba Chope, and some of the Zion Shatom to pay money. Apogav, the Hotom, if Don, which is best for them. Hey, but you get permission, for instance, to ask him, because they want, hey, why, I'll practice. Want to become a diet and close to $1 million. I make one mistake in a $1 million case, I'll be broke the rest of my life. We give you authority. Best thing to do is just that you should practice. By honest, you want to be, we hold you exempt from payment. So by that, too. So I said, yeah, okay, by that, too. I can't see Dine or the cost of the cash flow. Don't have to pay. Hello, Shaheen, or cost of the Dine Shamayim. As Shemeshalim Anetek, the Yigle Alamito, whole of the Noda Shatov, the Hizik Ohemis Biadai. This is the Rabban there. And if you don't know you made a mistake, you're off the hook. If you know you made a mistake, then what's it in? If you had explicit permission, you would be part of Medine Adam, Machai Medine Shemayim. If not, Machai Medine Adam. The big question to come was any permission? What's permission mean? Permission to practice or explicit exemption from payment? How do you love Shabbat Ramban? What does it mean, not permission? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? He quotes the Tosef of Baba Kama. There's a list of in Kayak Baba Lava Baba. The Ptur Medina Adam, Chayav Medina Shamayim, Rofe Uman Sharif Bishun Bezin, Pasa Medina Adam, Vidino Matu Hashamayim, a different phrase. Vidino Matu Hashamayim. Okay, we two phrases, we don't understand what they mean. What do they mean, Rishus says? Bez gave permission to practice, they gave him a special exemption. And what does it mean, Dino Masla Shemayim? It's Chayim in the Shemayim? Or something different? If nobody would say, Eno Chayim Klum? Moshe Zayim, Pato the Gami, maybe Dino Masla Shemayim, Eno Shemayim. Who say he's Zorah, Kamosha Royal, he's Zorah, but Dino Masla Shemayim, but Yasuk with Shia. And then he says, this never should be, this should think, it's chashash, hashkaga, inami, theology. I could have spoken both of them, who were happy, as I told you before. Both are found over here in the Ramban, it's never should be mitzvah. Kofi kulak nefesh. Not never should be any longer. We've quoted many, many sources here. The Bechal Shabbat over it. And on Shabbat, Hazara, the Rezim Shubach, but clearly, you have to practice medicine, you have to do medical things. I pull the Shubach. That means it was Rishut. It had an opportunity to get started. Once you get started with Rishut, become a mitzvah. But after you're bucking, you're there, the fuck of the love of Zul, the Shaheen Shem God of Imanu. But if you don't know what you're doing, lawyers or Instagram, just God of Imanu, you shouldn't do it. Kama Kama Mishan Dinim Varosh Shem Torah. It's a God of Imanu. Let him pass in the Torah. Let him pass in the dinner of the fashion of this soul. But the Mepharshim point out, I think it's the Nishmas Avraham or somebody, it's only true if the Gadol is available. That's your doctor. If the Gadol is a bigger doctor than you. But he's busy from morning to night. He can't move. And it's a big question that Rabbi Yashem has asked, this Nishmas Avraham. How can a doctor ever take a vacation? How can a doctor ever eat lunch? How can a doctor have a normal life? You're always saving people. So Rabbi Yashem says, there's another doctor you can take off like every day. If you're the God of the Zohar, I don't know if you can take off. Because everyone is, I mean, a little bit, shouldn't go crazy. But beyond that, everyone's counting on you. So too, if the God of the Zohar and learning, not every stock God of the Russian finds you, not every stock God of the Russian today. Every stock God of the Russian. God of the Zohar, every single stock in the world is going to be crazy. It's impossible. You have to know what you could answer, and what you have to kick upstairs to a higher authority. Same applies to a rock, same applies to a dime. It's a good, it's an apt analogy. That's not what you can pass to yourself, what you should ask others. If you make a mistake in either direction, it's a big problem. The Ripe Shalovich is present, the Chayitik Chayim at Ashlumim, Bidboki. What does Bidboki mean? Afilu Boki, the Shalom Arab says. He says, if Shalovich is present, you have to pay. The Koshkin Akashin, Ben Marsh, and the Beach and the Boki. Oh, now it's a very tricky. Ain't that the Marsh to Mishan above? See, and I have different stages. A person who's considered a Baki, how do you mean this line? The Reaper Shalovich is better than the Chizik Chayab and Hashlum and the Baki, even though it's a Baki. Then it's Koshkin Akash and that's the Marsh to the Mishan above. What do I mean? What does it should mean? Does it should mean it's just the practice? Or does Rishus mean, I have an expression in Sanhedrin by Adaya, not that Rishus be Beresh Galuto. Does it mean, I got Rishus to Beresh to practice Dayanus? You don't have to have Rishus to practice Dayanus. Rishus means what? An exemption from payment. He's going to give me an exemption if I make a mistake off the pay. What does Rishus mean in this context? Luta, you have to try, what does it mean? I read it three times, what does it mean? Not clear. Unclear what the Ramban is saying. Is he saying Rishus is positive you from paying? It's Rishus to practice. And then we'll get to whether to pass the medical board is automatically possible from malpractice. Is that what the Ramban is saying? Well, no, Kalilo. Except unless the guy gets an explicit dispensation from payment, which no doctor gets nowadays, he's going to have to pay if he makes a mistake, even though he has to pass the medical board. That's what I think. Is it so clear? I mean, what's the source of well, the Ramban said that. Right. I want to know, is Rishus doesn't mean licensing? The best is the license, they give you the class to practice medicine? Or does it mean they give you an explicit exemption for payment? That's just unclear. Not true. There's a whole mission if I can write if I can. Oh, that's tomorrow. The Lord is going to show up on a cafe. For the people who are licensed, they are going to make mistakes. They have to pay. The path was licensed. Hope for us, the car, for the other, that license is not part of the pay. I'm capturing. So I think that the other shot is the correct shot. That license is not up upon me for payment. And if a malpractice, you have to pay malpractice. Unless you have explicit exemption, which people don't get these days. And I wonder, you begin to wonder, even if it would work an explicit exemption, Benz can give it. Benz is so concerned that I practice, they'll give me an explicit exemption. But can anyone else give it because of Benz? Government? To hold themselves on a waiver? Do these things work? These are very serious questions. I had a doctor who said he made a mistake. A dentist, I made a mistake, did something wrong. The patient has no clue. Am I required to reimburse him? Now it's out. Did he show me he does? Did they all know? Maybe. Maybe they all know. I know I made a mistake. It's all a serious matter. Talk about it to some of you, maybe you know. It was here. Yeah, but who was there that year? One? Only one. So maybe tomorrow we'll start with that. That's here about the malpractice issue, which is really more of a comment than this year, but it's very important. And then we'll start We'll go quickly to Shin Lamed Zayin and Hezal, go quick. And tomorrow is time for Shin Lamed Tet. That's very difficult. Shin Lamed Tet is the definition of death, definition of a goat tape, definition of what you do and don't do in order to save a person's life. You want to look it up in advance, so look up in the class, of course, but the modern sources are critical. In the Nishmat Avraham, both Chalukim, the original Yorvay and the Chelek Dalet, he has given the latter two from Rav Moshe, from Rav Yashir, from Rav Shlomo Zalman, so they had their modern posts, with so much modern technology, you couldn't answer this 50 years, a different world. The world's changed in the last 5 years too. Must you intervene in every medical situation? And this is what you're going to be asked, I'm telling you, Rabbi Hussein, more than Avel Hashem. And Avel Hashem, they can say, call me, I'll talk to you again in 3 hours. These are just that we have to answer at least a little bit on the spot. Very serious challenge. Extremely serious. Most serious challenge. Even the questions. Now, we have to recognize that we're not to keep ourselves so much. We have to try that. So, Bishop, tomorrow we'll talk that, we'll talk a little about the malpractice. We'll go into that. And after we finish that, Shin Men starts building Korea and what's more conventionally included in the available syllabus. I think it's as important, if not more, as an introduction. But tomorrow we're going to close an article. Something. The Ron says something. I want to show you the nuances as well. That's going to be tomorrow. To the Rambam. One more thing. That's the Rosh Hashanah discussion. That's a very troublesome question. That's why I get so nervous about. The Rosh Hashanah brought by the Talmud situation. What will happen? Let me answer it in. Let's go back to Rosh Hashanah. The simple Pshat Rosh Hashanah. The diffusion of light theory. Yeah? Well, it will diffuse so much that on top will be Tulsa and Ruben Mitzvah, but at the bottom will be Chamsa and Ruben Mitzvah. What then? What would you say? What's your first reaction? I'm looking at his firm. That's the Rosh Hashanah question. It's good? You know, not like I see air on the ground more than I see.
The whole discussion here seems to be that we measure by the sky, but the bottom is an indicator of what's going on.
Very good. I'm a Shiva. Chalas to the Moana of the month. Yeah, tomorrow, Mr. Chen. Now look at the 2 points on the road. There are Manatam's Kasha and there are Shasha's Kasha. Well, Shasha's a detail, but they relate to how we enter the other Kasha. Because tomorrow, Mr. Chen, I feel very likely tomorrow at 12. I'll let you know in the morning when I get here. But buy an extra donut if you want to come to the Kaposhi. Well, thank you. The Toya Beirah Ba'ayel Akala. Mama, she was doing kind of work here.